USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Top House Democrats say they would charge ahead with a plan to bring up both a $1 trillion infrastructure bill and a broad health care, education, and climate package for a vote this week, even as deep disagreements in the party threaten to scuttle the two bills. Representative Debbie Dingell, Democrat from Michigan, says the president needs to step in.
I do believe the president needs to come up and talk to our caucus. He's talked to the Senate a number of times. There's a small number of people being told what's going on. They need to know that he understands each of them matters.
Australia's most populous state, New South Wales, will in the coming week reveal its roadmap for 80% vaccination coverage, with the premier wanting international travel to resume at the earliest opportunity. The state recorded 9 additional deaths in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. local time on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.